Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, we're supposed to be in a ceasefire. Is there really a ceasefire? What happened over the weekend with Israel and Hezbollah? Here's Bibi Netanyahu.
Hey guys.
Currently, the fire on this front is held because after we struck the terror regime in Tehran, it ceased attacking us. Should the terror regime make the mistake of attacking us again, we will respond with force because Israel has the full right to self-defense. And we will exercise it as much as necessary.
Okay, usually we don't have a translator. We apparently have a translator there. Josh Hammer's back with us, Newsweek senior editor-at-large. I believe you are just back from Israel as well. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm doing great. Yeah, I landed in South Florida yesterday, probably about 4 hours-ish before the missiles started flying. So pretty good timing, if I don't say so myself.
So what was this trip about? You've been obviously, even recently, what were you going there for in particular? Anything?
Yeah, so I was actually co-leading a trip for a wonderful organization called Passages, which is a great organization that essentially takes young American Christians to Israel to show them the Holy Land and just to kind of foster better Jewish-Christian relations, U.S.-Israel relations, all the things that I'm passionate about. And I was helping to lead this trip of young Christian conservative journalists in particular. They wanted a more senior journalistic mentor-like figure. I'm not sure how senior I am, but it's all relative, I suppose. And it was a lot of fun.
That's good. Cool. All right, so what was the climate like in Israel, considering where we are right now? And I'm not even sure where we are right now with some of this, and I think there's been some even questions over the weekend. But what was the climate like? Was it different than the last time you were there?
Well, the last time I was there, you may recall, was last June during the first war, the so-called 12-day war. And I ended up evacuating. It took 3.5 days with our six-month-old baby at the time. We went to Jordan, Cyprus.
That's right. I do remember that. Yeah.
It was quite a mess, to be honest with you. So this trip was considerably more uneventful, with one exception, which was this past Monday evening into Tuesday morning. We were staying at a hotel on the Sea of Galilee in the Israeli north. And there were sirens, and everyone ran to the bomb shelter in the middle of the night, probably around 2 a.m. or so, because Hezbollah was firing at the time in northern Israel. So that was the one disruption on this trip. Other than that, it was considerably more peaceful. But again, I got out just before the missiles started flying yesterday. In fact, Mark, I will tell you this, which is the young journalists, the young folks who I was there helping to lead, apparently they were asking some of the other trip leaders after I left. They said, did Josh have any inside information? And that's why he got out while we're still in the bomb shelter here. So that was happening yesterday. For the record, no inside information. Just got lucky with the timing on that one.
So I think it was a week ago, and they've kind of both confirmed that this conversation happened, but President Trump's spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu in I think the word crazy, and maybe an F-bomb was dropped there in Trump describing some of the things that, you know, were happening between Israel and Lebanon in particular. How would you interpret the nature of that phone call and kind of the fallout in the aftermath?
Well, it's not great. I think would be a very diplomatic way to say it. Look, it was not that long ago that the United States and Israel were shoulder to shoulder in lockstep going against Iran. And I remember two and a half, three months ago, those weekly, bi-weekly Pentagon pressers where you had Pete Hegseth and Dan Rosenkane talk about how this is the greatest alliance ever. You have the first greatest Air Force, the second greatest Air Force tag teaming to destroy a mutual foe. It really was not that long ago. And I'm not entirely sure what's changed, to be honest with you, because we've been going back and forth now with this ceasefire for 2 months. It's been 2 months mm-hmm. to the day since the June 8th ceasefire. We gave it our best shot. We sent J.D. Vance halfway around the world to Pakistan. He was flanked by his side by Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. We tried to negotiate with the Iranians, holding aside that we don't even know who's supposed to represent the regime at this point. We thought we were negotiating with them. And we can't get a deal. And we can't get a deal for a very simple reason, Mark, which is that you're not dealing with rational, calculating figures. You're dealing with apocalyptic 72 virgin in heaven Islamists who are trying to immanentize the eschaton with the coming of the 12th imam and all the various nuances of Shiite eschatology. So it's a tough situation. I understand Trump's frustration there, but Israel is not the correct recipient of the president's wrath. I think that the president, if I had to guess here, is frustrated by rising oil prices. He's probably frustrated by decreasing popularity for the war efforts. He's probably worried about the midterms. But the solution, Mark, in my estimation, would have been not to go down this prolonged back and forth ceasefire, not a ceasefire rabbit hole. The preferred solution would have been just to finish the job quickly.
Yeah,
to go in guns blazing and pull off the Band-Aid ASAP.
Well, even in the situation from the weekend, because we know that Iran fires, you know, weapons. They say it's a warning shot and in a, you know, ramp it up if Israel responds. But it's one of those situations where Trump is basically yelling at Bibi and telling Israel to calm down. He also has the same warning for Iran. But I really can't believe that the guy that did what he did last summer and the guy who did what he did to start this war with Iran isn't going to respond and say, wait, that's not a ceasefire when you're firing missiles. But he must, deep down, he still must feel that they're on the cusp of some deal, which I just find to be not plausible.
So this was one of my concerns with Trump way, way, way back in the day. I actually wrote a blog post about this during the 2016 primary, if memory serves, which is my concern was that the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal might tend to exalt the deal at all costs rather than the substance of the deal. And what I try to explain on my show, The Josh Hammer Show, which obviously is heard right here on the weekends, very grateful for that. What I say on my show all the time, Mark, is that a deal is not an end unto itself. A deal is a possible means to an end, a possible means. But the way that statesmanship, the way that diplomacy, the way that international relations, the way that this all has to work, and frankly, domestic politics too. When you are engaged in statesmanship and political leadership, you define your end goals, and then you work backwards to calibrate the means to get to your goal. But the goal here all along, to me at least, was pretty clear. You're trying to end the threat from Iran.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
On the ballistic missile threat, the nuclear threat, the terror proxy financing threat, etc. That's the goals. Then the question is, what means can get us there? This current dynamic, which I hate to say is somewhat reminiscent of the Barack Obama era, is just reeking of desperation for a deal. So it's the exaltation of a certain means over the end itself. But again, we should be focused on the end here, not the means. And I have to say that I thought Trump understood this. I really did. I mean, he pulled out of Barack Obama's nuclear deal. He killed Qasem Soleimani. He launched Epic Fury, took out Khamenei. I mean, there's so much there. There's just so much there. And then inexplicably, the past 2 months, it's just turned on its head. And now, at a bare minimum, Mr. President, if the United States is not going to finish this job, at least let our allies try to finish it on our behalf. Sure, that's not asking a whole
lot. It's more than a little confusing, I will admit that. Josh Hammer back with us. Let me ask you about, because this was the big story. I was gleeful last week when they fired Scott Pelley. I'm not under the any kind of impression that things are going to dramatically turn around at CBS News, but his whiny little fit in the aftermath of his dismissal is just hilarious. He knew what was going to happen. He got what he wanted, and now he's a martyr. But, you know, after all of this, the folks at CBS and the people defending the legacy media, they still do not understand why the American people lost trust in them. And it's really quite something.
No, they have no idea. And the Scott Pelley New York Times interview is just utterly delectable. Truly. I mean, how Scott Pelley can earnestly look at his interviewer and say, oh, wow, we're representing America. I remember when 60 Minutes was sued by Trump because in October 2024, they had the deceptively edited interview of cackling Kamala Harris, where she had this Hall of Fame gobbledygook word salad, a word salad extraordinaire, you might say, and they edited it out to make her sound remotely coherent when in fact she was not. And Trump sued. And by the way, the result of that lawsuit was a $16 million settlement from CBS News to help fund the future Trump presidential library. That was less than 2 years ago. So the notion that CBS News does not have a history of carrying water for one partisan team here
is absolutely outrageous.
Look,
this is my favorite line from the New York Times. He goes, and there's a subtle political bias that I've never seen at 60 Minutes or at CBS News before. Has he ever watched his own show or his network? I mean, for him to say that with a straight face is utterly ridiculous. I have example after example. I have a very primary example from something that Bill Whitaker did here to my city of St. Louis. But he gets to go out and he gets to be the martyr. And the other thing here is the way that Barry Weiss is being, you know, portrayed as this MAGA warrior, which, again, is nothing.
Right.
Could be further from the truth. And they think that, I guess they think folks like us want everything to turn into right-wing media. No, we're just asking for a little fairness. Maybe just a little fairness. Right, Josh?
Yeah, look, I mean, I know Barry a little bit. She is not a right-winger. She is a disaffected liberal, an anti-woke liberal, someone who's a liberal who's been mugged by reality, you might say there.
Yeah.
But she's no one's idea of a right-winger. And the fact that she has gotten the meltdown that she's gotten from the newsroom really says all you need to know, au contraire to Scott Pelley, says all you need to know about the CBS News newsroom. But one thing that I think is interesting, Mark, is that it's actually not just CBS. There's a very, very slow movement in some outlets, not the New York Times, not NBC News and Kristen Welker, but some outlets actually in the mainstream press are trying to be a little bit more fair. So the Washington Post, for instance, which for decades was one of the preeminent liberal publications in America, to be clear, they're still left of center, but their op-ed page.
Well, I've seen it.
Interesting direction.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They have a new right of center op-ed editor. They've got a lot of conservative op-eds up there. Now, look, my weekly syndicated column is actually now run by the Los Angeles Times. The Los Angeles Times has a right of center owner as well. That's the West Coast biggest newspaper. So there's interesting things happening in the legacy media landscape. It's not happening everywhere, but Barry Weiss and CBS News are kind of the tip of the spear right now because, frankly, if you can't take Barry Weiss, then you definitely can't take someone like myself. So Godspeed to Barry. I wish Barry nothing but the best there. I think she's doing great work so far.
I subscribe to both of those publications, and I read them on a daily basis. And I have noticed a trend in the LA Times and the Washington Post. Really, the Washington Post has been more because the LA Times has been trending just a little bit more fair. At one point, they had hired my friend Scott Jennings to do some opinion pieces for the LA Times, right. But I never saw that really manifest itself. But yeah, slow incremental changes, and you know, maybe we'll get a little bit more fair reporting. Josh, always great to have you on. I'm glad you're back safely from Israel. We'll talk soon.
God bless.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.